Our next public hearing was subdivision 2005-40, Paul S. and Doris T. Barron.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve subdivision 2005-40 for Paul S. and Doris T. Barron based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision meets the requirement of the subdivision ordinance that it protects the orderly growth of the county. The proposed subdivision is generally in character with strip lots that are in the area. The proposed subdivision is the same as the one approved as a preliminary subdivision 2001-13. That preliminary approval expired. The proposed subdivision will not have any adverse impact on schools, public buildings, community facilities, or area roadways or public transportation. DENREC has indicated that the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems and wells. This recommendation is subject to the following condition. Only 22 single-family lots should be permitted. All interests will be complied with DLDOT's requirements. Final site plans should show any agriculture buffers that are required, and the deed restriction shall include an agriculture protective notice indicating that there are noises, odors, and dust associated with agricultural practices. Final site plan shall be subject to planning and zoning approval, and street naming will be subject to approval of street mapping and dressing.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-40, Paul S. and Doris T. Barron. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.